An old Cherokee told his grandson, "My son, there's a battle going on between two wolves inside all of us." Hi, this is Tony Agnese. One is evil. It is anger, jealousy, greed, resentment, inferiority, lies, and ego. The other is good. It's joy, peace, love, hope, humility, kindness, empathy, and truth. The boy thought about it and then asked his grandfather, "Well, grandfather, which wolf wins?" The old man quietly replied, "The one you feed." I remember as a kid the cartoon that depicted the devil on one shoulder and the angel on another. The devil is whispering in one ear and the angel in the other. The devil is suggesting sin and the angel is suggesting goodness. The devil represented temptation. The angel, our moral conscience. Do you sometimes feel this way? I know that I do. We feel torn between what is righteous and what is expedient and feels good. And often, the devil wins. Even though we know what we are doing is wrong and could have consequences, we do it anyway. That's the definition of sin. Every time we listen to the devil instead of the angel, we commit sin. Some sins are small, venial sins, but others are more serious. Often we feel bad about our choices after the fact. We realize that we were weak, lacking the strength to choose what is morally correct. Let's face it, we're all sinners. We all make bad choices from time to time, and we all fall short of perfect. We have a sin batting average. And if we're honest, it could always be better. That's why I like the old Cherokee saying. The grandfather understands that there is a consistent fight in each of us between good and evil. The one that wins is the one we feed. How do we feed this good wolf, make better choices, sin less, and improve our batting average? Here's a few things that will help. First, prayer. When tempted, pause and pray. It could be a simple prayer, as in, "God help me." But it might just be enough to help us make a clear decision. Second, scripture. We find story after story in the Bible of people who have made grave mistakes. They've repented and changed their lives. They went from bad decisions to good ones. They improved their batting average. Third, we need to be better friends. As my dad often said, you become the type of person you hang out with. If we choose friends that avoid sin, it will eventually help us to avoid sin as well. And then finally, avoid the people and places that lead us to sin. Sometimes there's one person, one place, one website, one hangout that is a constant. Avoiding that person, place, or circumstance makes it easier for us to stay on the right path. In jail ministry, I often talk to people who have been arrested on drug charges, who decide to live a clean life only to return to the same friends, the same bar, the same house, with the mistaken idea that they can say no. It may take a while, but they will eventually succumb to the peer pressure and do drugs again. The way to stay clean is to find new friends, new hangouts, and a healthy lifestyle. Frequent reception of the sacraments helps too. For me, the more often I go to Mass and receive the Blessed Sacrament, the better I am at resisting sin. I can't explain why, but it just works. This week, let's make a conscious effort to feed the good wolf, to improve our sin batting average, and to try to live a more righteous, virtuous, and moral life. Let's move away from darkness toward the light, away from the devil, and closer to God. This is Tony Agnese.